Conference record has joined the conference.
Hello, this is Heather Van Cura, and welcome to the second Adopt the JSR online meeting. It's our meeting for February, and today our focus is going to be on Hack Days. We have several speakers here today, and we're going to start with some presentation material from Richard Warburton of the London Java Community, as well as Martijn Verberg, also of London Java Community, and then we'll share some experiences and best practices for Hack Days and allow some time for questions, comments, and sharing of your successes and planned activities. So with that, I will turn it over to Richard, and I do have his slides displayed on WebEx, so hopefully all can see those there, how to run a hack day. I'll turn it over to you, Richard.
Hey, everyone. It's actually Martijn here. Just to quickly give this some context, support and the effort that everyone's been putting in the last few months has been absolutely fantastic, and we've had lots of hack days run. We've had lots of projects donated to GitHub. So the only thing that's been missing slightly has been that the spec leads and the expert group members haven't probably quite been getting the feedback in a form, or have all that feedback hasn't been publicized back to them. So there's just still that last missing link. So that's one of the things that Richard's going to cover and something that I think we all need to keep in mind going forward. So, yeah, I'll just hand over to Richard now.
Hi, and thanks to both Heather and Martijn for that introduction. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about Hack Days today. Can we move to the next slide, Heather? Thanks. So I'm just going to briefly cover a few topics. Firstly, why you might be interested in running one. Secondly, kind of what's involved in the actual practicalities. And have a look at some examples of successful hack days we've run in the LJC. And then we're going to give you a few tips for being successful in your own Java user groups. So can I go to the next slide, please? Thanks. So firstly, why you should run a hack day. I think one of the important points about Adopt JSR and Adopt OpenJDK, the idea of getting developers infused with working on standards, on kind of helping to contribute to the improvements of core libraries. And Hack Days have actually proven to be quite successful. So you might kind of start off your local Adopt JSR or Adopt OpenJDK programs with kind of talks or panel discussions or things like that, which might be quite good when you have like one or two people in your JUG or maybe just your JUG leader trying to push the program out. When you kind of want to broaden from that first one or two people to kind of 5 and 10 and maybe, you know, hopefully maybe a majority of your JUG members getting involved at some point in time, things like Hack Days are quite good at broadening that kind of participation. And I think the third thing to think about is that a lot of developers are pretty hands-on. They're not necessarily hugely enamored with the prospect of listening to someone talk for an hour or what have you. They quite like to kind of just get on and actually get it, thinking code and play around with things. And that's also can potentially be quite a good way of learning as well. So I think that's why we found Hack Days to be quite helpful as part of the Adopt JSR in London. So can we move to the next slide, please? So what's involved in running a hack day? It's actually a very, very simple process. Firstly, you need to kind of pick a target. So this could be a JSR. It could be a specific part of a JSR. It could be fixing warnings in OpenJDK, whatever it is. But it's always good to have a goal at the beginning so you're focused around getting something. And then the only things you really need from that point onwards are to find a space where you can run one of these things. And then get some help on board and some other people to help out, and then actually just go there and do it. So, you know, it's a pretty simple event to run for your JUG. So in terms of the LJC examples, we have a couple of OpenJDK examples. So we've got some, we run a hack day where we fix some warnings in OpenJDK. We've had people learn a little bit more about the way things like the garbage collector work in OpenJDK. We've run, I think, 3 or 4 Lambdas hack days now, which I think have been very well received from the expert group point of view. Had some very good feedback from Brian Getz, especially, about the Lambdas hack days. We've run one on date and time, where we had both the spec leads for that JSR at the hack day as well, which was very good for getting feedback on. And we've also been starting to broaden participation into the EE space as well, with people running a combined WebSockets and JSON hack day. I know there's loads of other jugs participating in hack days, and I know the Toronto guys have started running stuff, and I've spoken to a few people in India as well, and that's good to hear. I'm only listing LJC examples because that's the thing I know best, but loads of other people are helping out as well. Okay. So in terms of tips for running a successful hack day, I think the first thing is you kind of want to establish a goal that you're working towards. So it might simply be to educate and inform. And that's a very good goal in and of itself. It's the kind of thing which perhaps later on in the year, as standards become finalized, or for example, just after the EE7 release or towards the back end of this year when SE8 gets released, just educating is a perfectly noble goal in and of itself, because just after the release has happened, you won't necessarily be able to send fantastic feedback. But at the moment, it's a really good goal to try and send feedback to the spec leads about what's actually going on with respect to the JSRs. So you might find that feedback comes in a variety of forms. So you might be looking to find bugs in an implementation, which is quite a good thing to do late on in the life cycle of a JSR. It might also be quite a good thing to do if you're looking at OpenJDK. Fixing bugs as well is quite a good goal to look at. You might well not get to the fixing bug stage. It's pretty unlikely with a lot of things. And obviously, whether something's actually a bug or a design goal for something like the specification is quite subjective, and that's really the responsibility of the expert group. But the important thing is that people learn about the spec, possibly find weaknesses in the spec, and then you really want to kind of take what you've learned and talk to the spec leads and the expert group about what you've learned. The spec leads and the expert group can also be quite useful for establishing goals to begin with. For example, I think the third Lambdas hack day that we ran in London, we spoke to Brian beforehand and established that there was going to be a whole bunch of collections library additions, for example, the new Streams API. And we did specifically target things like that during the hack day to try and get people to use that area of the standard specifically, because that's the thing that needed most feedback. Okay, can go to the next slide. Tip two, have a think about your kind of venue and time. So obviously you kind of want to advertise whatever the venue and time is. You want to kind of advertise it using your existing JUG channels, and I'm sure you guys have got very good communication with your members, and it's pretty easy. But, you know, it's always worth banging the point home that wherever the venue and time is that you need to advertise it. And we've kind of found this kind of distinction coming along between kind of weekend and weekday hack days. So we run a couple of hack days during a weekday where they're run in the evening after a work day. And you can only really kind of get 2 or 3 hours in. And that can actually be perfectly fine for people. Some people just kind of block out weekends because they're with family or whatever, and obviously you've kind of got to just respect that. But one of the points is with a weekday hack day, if you're running it in the evening, there's less time and there's less commitment to people to attend. So you really need to make sure that you try and focus the hack day and try and help people get over kind of things like setup and, you know, boring stuff at the beginning, try and get them onto actually learning things and trying out and coding as quickly as possible. Okay, I'll talk a little bit more about that later. And obviously on the weekend, that's the kind of thing which is a lot more suitable for when people need to explore, or maybe when it's something like Lambdas, obviously is a bit of a paradigm shift for some people, because then you think a little bit more about functional programming, a little bit about a different approach. And obviously that's much more suited to a weekend hack day than a weekday, which is, you know, but a weekday hack day can still be perfectly fine for something like a new API. So can we have the next slide? Tip three, communication is really important for things like hack days. It's probably kind of an underestimated part of communication. So we frequently run an opening talk for a attendees. So that gives them a simple bit of explanation, whatever they need to know to understand a little bit about the standard. And it also allows them to set expectations, what they can expect for the day. Because otherwise, you'll get some people going in thinking, oh, good Lord, we're hacking on OpenJDK. We're going to go and make some really important critical change. You've kind of got to set people's expectation that they can do something useful, but there are limits to what they can do. And I think the other thing you need to do is, what we found is very useful, is bring a few assistants, so it's not just one person running it, because there will be people with questions, and there will be people who want help and support. And you kind of need to have a bunch of people to give this kind of help and support. So it's really good to have a bunch of assistants who know they don't need to be experts in the area. They just need to be, you know, a couple of hours ahead of the attendees so they can help people with whatever kind of problems they're going to encounter. And the third group that you need to communicate with is what I'm going to refer to as the professionals. So if you're looking at the OpenJDK side of things, for Adopt OpenJDK, you need to, you know, follow the guidelines for submitting patches and find the appropriate mailing list and communicate through those kind of channels. If you're looking at running an Adopt a JSR hack day, you kind of want to communicate with the expert group, both to find out the kind of things that they're looking to target and also to try and provide feedback at the end as to what members have done. Something we found quite useful for collecting feedback in terms of helping communication come the other way, i.e. to you from people who are attending, is just put up a Google Doc, make it shared writable to anyone who's got the link, and just let people kind of type things in as they're going along and maybe dump in code snippets or things perhaps they thought would work but didn't actually work and why they thought that. Because it's quite good for people and gives you kind of a big document at the end that helps you, you know, you might need to sanitize it or clean it up before you send it back to the expert, but it gives you a good basis for working from things. And the other thing to think about for communication is JSRs are, well, soon or will have entirely open discussion mailing lists. And that's very, very helpful for being able to communicate with the expert because it means you can always, you know, where to send both your feedback and your questions to begin with. Tip four, I guess it is something to think about rather than something to worry about, is you should expect a wide range of developer experiences. So not everyone's a strong developer. Some people might just be just out of university. We've had people who are undergraduates attending. We've had people who are experienced developers, but perhaps they've not kept their skills up to date, or maybe they've got stuck in a role where they weren't using the latest technology and there's, you know, a bunch of new things for them to encounter. And sometimes people will they're good developers, but they might just it's a bit of a pain for them to get things set up at the beginning. So you kind of need to use your assistants to support people both getting stuff set up on their machines and also support people who are perhaps not so strong in learning. And the point is that you shouldn't kind of write off the opinions and the contribution of people who are not as strong, because if you think about the community as a whole, once you hit 9 million developers, you're not writing software for the elites, you're not writing software for the best developers, you're writing software that has to be easy to use by everyone, and so having stuff that you can utilize that wide range of experiences to make more representative feedback that you can send to the expert group. So it's something that should be embraced rather than worried about. Okay, so we can go to the next slide. The other thing to think about is considering exercises. So earlier on, I briefly mentioned that we have this kind of distinction for short hack days, like sub 3 hours or versus things that can maybe last a full day. And I probably wouldn't recommend exercises that would take someone a whole day, but something, for example, say you're running a weekday evening hack day, so maybe 2 or 3 hours, it's quite useful to give people a bunch of failing unit tests that they have to make pass. It's also a really good way of, if you've talked to an expert group and established that there's something that they're particularly worried about. So, for example, when we ran the JSR 310 hack day, one of the cited concerns was that people wouldn't be able to go from just having some Java doc in a jar to actually understanding how the API was meant to be used particularly quickly. So we specifically targeted, we actually produced a bunch of unit tests, and several of them were very, very easy, but they were things which, if you couldn't follow through from the Java doc, they would take you quite a while to do, and we looked at how long it took people to undertake those things. And we also made sure that we gave them minimal background things, so you can kind of test what your expectations are and what the expert group's expectations are of people who are attending by using these kind of exercises or unit tests to focus what people are doing on. It's not always the right choice. So Lambdas, for example, is a really good example of something where unit tests wouldn't work that well because people need to kind of experiment and understand before they can determine whether things are good or bad, and there's kind of a lot more background material. But as I say, for things which are contained and short, they can be very useful. Okay, and next slide, please. Thanks. So in summary, you want to get developers involved by running Hack Days. You need to make sure people learn by supporting their learning experience, communicating with them, having assistance, that kind of thing. And finally, once you've run your Hack Day, it's important to bash home the point, communicate the findings back to the open mailing list, to the spec lead, to the expert group. Everyone I've talked to on the standard side of things has been, you know, very supportive and very happy to have the feedback. And most importantly, have fun. So if you turn to the final slide, there's just a bunch of links, which are probably going to be quite useful for people. So the first two are just wikis for information. Then there's some social media information as well. So there's the Freenode IRC channels and also the two Twitter handles. And Dr. S, I believe, is also on Facebook now, which is fantastic. Okay, I think that covers me.
Okay, thanks, Richard. Great information. This is Heather Olson. Lortane, did you want to add any information from some of the Hack Days that you've run with Richard? Or Werner was able to also Java. Perhaps he could add some input from his Hack Days that he had run. Or anyone else who's run a successful Hack Day that would like to share their experience.
I think the only other thing I'd emphasize is to think about the practical side of things. So Richard mentioned you will have different levels of experience in terms of developers. You're also going to have developers that will be turning up with different types of hardware and different software installed. So you just need to be prepared. Usually we hand out a series of USB sticks which contain everything that a developer would need to get started. And that avoids the kind of, you know, spending the first couple of hours where people are trying to download libraries or download the internet via Maven and things like that. So that's probably my only other tip.
Anyone else want to share or have a question?
Hi everyone. This is Bruno from Java. So that was a great presentation. Thank you. We also had some good success with hackathons and Hack Days. It's a pretty neat, way of doing things, especially because, especially when you're talking about JCP and specification and things like that, it's usually a more dry subject. It's harder to get people excited. But once you put this into code and you have a coding session and you can explain to people, you get both the interest of the developers just want to learn, and help make this developer more interested into the process and more interested in actually participating. Then you can show that there are specific ways that you can contribute that are less important than what people think. So, you know, congratulations, you guys. You're doing a great job. Thanks.
Thanks, Bruno. I saw there are about 17 other folks on the call from other Java user groups. Does anyone want to share their experiences setting up Hack Days, running Hack Days, or ask any questions before I turn off the conference record. If there aren't any comments or questions that want to be shared now, I'll turn off the conference record and then we can just have some informal discussion time.
I like Saba's virtual hack day idea. I'm not sure if Oracle would be able to help organize something like that. It's not, I guess, similar to the Java 7 launch day and Java, I guess, the JavaFX launch day. Sorry, this is Jim Bethencourt from the Houston Jug. Yeah, so something like that, I think would be a great idea.
Yeah, I'm personally not aware of any virtual hack days, but that's a great suggestion, so we can look into that.
Okay, cool.
All right, I'm going to turn off the conference record, and then I'll be back.